let's go to Gail Edmonds, who I'm told we have a thing in our studio where you have a little thing that comes through and it'll say, Gail Edmonds, movie reviewer, and then location. Am I allowed to give the location? Can I give your location, Gail?
You can give my location.
Gail Edmonds in Kent?
That is correct.
What are you doing in Kent, England, please? What are you doing in the Garden of the South?
I have, in fact, moved to Kent.
Devastated. Absolutely devastated. Our loss is Kent's gain. Can you give us a... I know Kent very well. Are you prepared to give us a slightly narrower location? Or no?
I am in Tunbridge.
Hello, madam. T-O-N Bridge or Tunbridge, T-U-N Bridge Wells?
T-O-N Bridge.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
No,
Tunbridge Wells, poorer cousin. The poorer cousin of Tunbridge Wells.
Yeah, the poorer cousin, that one.
Oh, well. And this is a permanent move, is it, that you've made?
It is indeed.
Oh,
this is a permanent move. I have moved in with my relatives, even.
Ah, you've moved. There's no going back now.
They're hoping it's not a permanent move.
I'm sure. Well, we're still going to have you, which is absolutely delightful, and all the very best. And I hope it's all going well and over there. And give my regards to the Garden of the South.
And the sun is shining.
So I gather.
Warm.
Yes.
Warm.
Listen, don't get used to it. Blink and you'll miss it. You are reviewing for us this week The Lincoln Lawyer, which has been popping up on my Netflix, but I've got a couple of other things to finish before that. This is a series, right? The Lincoln Lawyer?
Yes, yes. It's actually based on a Michael Connelly book. There's a movie, it's confusing, by exactly the same name, that was made in 2011 with Matthew McConaughey as the lawyer who is Mickey Haller. But there's no relationship to this one. This one is actually based on the second book in the series, which is called The Brass Verdict. And it's quite a clever series. I'm really enjoying it. I also kept popping up, and everyone was talking about it a while ago, and I didn't actually get on that bus because, like you, we've always got so many things going. And anyway, this week I've been quiet. So I thought, let me give it a try because I really do enjoy sort of what I call a classic legal drama.
And this
actually fits that bill. You know the John Grisham, L.A. Law, and this is a David E. Kelly. It's the guy who made The Practice.
He made everything. Ally McBeal, all of that stuff, yeah.
He's so fantastic.
Husband of Michelle, what's her name?
Pfeiffer.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Who will I recognise, Gail? Sorry, I'm interrupting you. I'm going to stop now. Who will I recognise?
You will recognise, I forgot, her name has completely slipped out of my head.
Neve Campbell.
You'll recognise, Neve Campbell is in it, and you will recognise a couple of very familiar faces from The Practice. What's her name?
Oh,
she was one of the lawyers. She's now a judge in this. She sort of pops in and out. And then the lead is played by an actor called Manuel Garcia Rolfo, and I have to say that I haven't seen him before, and I did find this a little bit of a slow burner in that sort of the first episode I thought, am I going to like this? Do I like this guy? You know that thing where you're not immediately pulled in?
Yeah.
And then as I watch the second episode, it's almost like a slow burner, and then it starts to really pick up flame. So I'm really enjoying it now. It's 10 parts, and what happens is he's a lawyer in recovery.
Oh.
He's had a sort of run-in with pills, painkillers,
yeah,
and he's now back. And one day he gets called into this judge's office and says, right, this lawyer, Jerry, has been shot dead and he has left you his whole practice, lock, stock and barrel.
Sure.
And he'd signed over the practice like 10 days before he died, so he obviously knew something was up.
Mm.
There's a series, so the way it's structured is that there's the odd little case that rolls through, and then there's a big, big sort of high-profile murder case with a tech billionaire who's accused of killing his wife and her lover. That's the big story, and that one sort of unfolds, episode by episode, and becomes more and more complex. So all in all, I have to say that if you've got sort of an afternoon free and you're looking for something really that makes you feel like those old days of exactly what we were talking about,
yeah,
L.A. Law,
I want that.
The Practice, Ally McBeal,
yeah,
and the sort of with a sort of brush through of John Grisham, this is definitely for you.
I definitely want that. And it's called The Lincoln Lawyer because Mickey, that charity, runs the practice out of the back of his Lincoln Town car. I love that.
That's right, of course. That's such an important part of this, is that he does have an office, which his second wife runs for him. but he doesn't actually work out of his office. He works out of his car, and he hires one of his early clients to be his driver.
Cute.
He gets
like
to offer also a charge.
I love little quirky stuff like that.
Charge. Yes, and it's great. Such great fun. I've enjoyed it. I like the lead actor. He's grown on me, and he's actually really, really rather engaging now that I've got used to him.
I'm going to give it a go. I really like that. And if my mum had Netflix, which she refuses to, I think she'd really enjoy it too.
Yes, she would.
Yes, she would. We used to love a bit of LA Law and all of that jazz, but she won't. She won't be sold on Netflix, but that's all right. That sounds good. I've got a few hours this afternoon. Have I? Maybe. Don't know. I should ask.
Maybe.
I'll probably ask the father of the child if I can have a break. And while you're still with us, just something I want to throw forward and put out there for future. I'm not sure if you've seen... There's a new Emma Thompson movie coming out. I adore her. And the movie is called Good Luck to You, Leo Grand. And Emma Thompson plays a widow in search of sexual fulfillment. And it stars this newcomer, Daryl McCormack, who plays the sex worker that she hires to help her. Now, if you're a bit sort of sensitive, you think, oh, God, sex and sex workers. Please just look at the trailer for it, folks. It looks absolutely charming and beautiful and so well done. I adore Emma Thompson, and I would never think that she would be involved in any project that is kind of an eye. You kind of go, oh, what's that all about? It's called, Good Luck to You, Leo Grand. I must check when it's coming out and on what platform, whether we need to go to the cinema or see it at home. It looks lovely. So that's just a throw forward.
Yes, I did see her interviewed about it, and
it did look
very interesting. Yeah. She was saying that she read the script and it was an immediate yes from her.
Yeah, well, it's an immediate yes from me, so that's something that hopefully in future we can have a look. All right, Gail Edmonds from Kent, thanks very much indeed. We will
chat to you soon.
We'll chat to you next week. Thanks very much indeed. Gail Edmonds, relocated in Kent now. That's all good.